100 word stories.
Yeah. Whoa. All right. Hey, here's the microphone. Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. Not dead yet, but all of you out there, weekly challenge. I post the topic, you come up with the story. We have a lot of stories for you. We've got one from, Lizzie, Richard, Tom, John, Jeffrey, Leanna, Dwayne, and Planet Z. Oh yeah, what's the topic? Grab a bag. So let's go ahead and hear the stories, all right?
Okay. Where's the...
There's the stop button. And then I get to hit play, and all of you get to listen to this.
Lonai people, Tom here. I've got a mini update. Jeffrey has just become a pentagold monkey over 500 stories. All hail Jeffrey. And my story this evening is called A Little Help from a Friend. Hey kid, grab a bag, said the head suit. There was piles of them in the room. Heavy suckers. Who would have thought a bag of paper could weigh that much? The drive to the hangar at O'Hara was uneventful. When my counterparts at National did the unloading, they noticed they were a bag shy. This is how I ended up on the red eye to DC. I, and the last bag, took a taxi to the Fender building on Q Street. On the fifth floor, a bunch of middle-aged women were redistributing the last of Clement Stone's contribution. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hey everyone, Leanna here for another challenge. The sickness definitely got me this week, kicking up my barely there asthma to remind me that I am a frail, frail creature. All of my work went in tonight really, so here we go. For this week's challenge number 617, Grab a Bag, I have the following story titled, Ache. Music is by bensound.com. I sifted through the mystery grab bags of candy Mr. Johnson sold, looking for the one filled with only the best. Testing the contents, I manhandled the bags and tried to see inside, holding the brown paper bags to the light. They were stapled shut and refused to yield their secret. Taking my best guess, I took one up to the counter. Mr. Johnson shook my bag, then his head, and took it back to the box to replace with another, adding a wink and a smile. Sometimes my sweet tooth benefited that Mr. Johnson was a little sweet on my mom.
Hey, Dwayne here with another 100-word story. And now, grab a bag. We had been hiking all day. It was already dark, so we settled down in the middle of a grove of small trees. We covered our packs with garbage bags to keep the dew off them, unrolled our sleeping bags, and went to sleep. We awoke the next morning in the middle of a tall patch of marijuana. Oh shit! Oh shit! We have to get out of here. Should we call the cops? Hey, I whispered loudly. Right now, you're going to do two things. One, you're gonna shut the hell up. And two, grab a bag.
Hi everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Grab a bag and fill it with stars, one by one. One star for each day you've made it. One star for each doubt you've overcome. One star for each moment of loneliness, for each step you've taken. Grab a bag and fill it with dreams, one by one. One dream for each tomorrow, for each smile, for each doubt you've left behind. And when you open that bag, you won't know which are the stars and which the dreams. While you carried them around, they talked and they smiled. They knew they would be free as fireflies. And this was my sort of story for the week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com and have a great week. Bye-bye.
Hello, it's Jeffrey Fisher here for week 617 on the topic of grab a bag. My story is called Grabby Hands. The cashier scanned my handful of groceries, a half dozen apples, some yogurts, and a box of cookies for balance. I wanted to speed things along as the line behind me was substantial, so I grabbed a plastic bag and loaded the scanned items. "That'll be 5 cents for the bag." "Say what?" "The county charges a nickel for each plastic bag used to reduce waste." "I'm new here. I used to live somewhere civilized. But have it your way." I took one apple in each hand and walked them to the car. On my third trip, the other customers looked ready for murder. The cashier grabbed a bag, loaded the remaining items, and shoved the bag at me. Me, one. Government, zero. And that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week.
Good morning. Richard here, fighting off a cold, but hopefully succeeding. I have two stories this week on the topic of grab a bag. And this is the first story. It's called, what's it called? Oh, it's called Baggage Retrieval. I hate waiting around at airports. It's bad enough spending hours in the departure lounge, but being expected to do the same at the other end at baggage retrieval is maddening. So these days, I travel light. But hand luggage doesn't really suffice for longer trips, so I've taken to wandering down to Reclaim, where I just grab a bag, any bag, off the nearest carousel. It doesn't always work. I once spent a week wearing women's underwear, but usually I get by with other people's luggage. And the drugs I discover more than cover the cost of future trips. My second story is called Self-Defense. My ex-wife, amongst her many other dubious talents, taught women's self-defense classes at the local community centre. Completely unqualified, she nevertheless devised a foolproof means of dealing with male attackers, which she claimed would work every time. Her method was simple. Reach between the legs, grab, and twist as violently as possible. She was absolutely right, too. It did work. Every single time. I can personally attest to that after the many practice runs she insisted on conducting at home. People ask me why it took me so long to leave her. Simple. I just didn't have the balls. That's me done. I'm off now, so I'll speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Grab Bag by John DeCleese. The sign said I could grab a bag and fill it with whatever I wanted for only $5, but I only had 5 minutes. I could see what a bargain that would be. I grabbed the bag and started to stuff things in, running up and down the aisles, and I finished on time. Now I have a pound of walnuts, a pair of red sequined slippers, a new jock strap, a thing as advertised on TV, I don't know what it does, bicycle goggles, 10 daffodil bulbs, a really bad hardback novel. But wait, there's more! A VCR tape.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
There's always some kind of fundraiser drive going at the grocery store. The Girl Scouts camp out at the entrance, selling cookies. Is that the only camping they actually do? Then there's food drives. For the holidays, they have a shelf of grocery bags. You can buy one for a family in need, but who knows what crap is in there? Certainly not meat or healthy things that require refrigeration. Or you can tack on a few bucks at the register. The nerve of them. Don't they already donate the expired and overstocked food to homeless shelters and food pantries?
And there you have it. A whole bunch of great stories on the topic of grab a bag. Oddly enough, they're all 100 words long. So, what do you do now? Well, you can go to the website, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, let people know, hey, I liked your story. Or if you know their direct email address, or you can send them flowers, whatever you want to do. I mean, probably all on discount at this point, because, you know, Valentine's Day and cheap chocolate, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, the next topic is a pick two for the list of all the topics you can pick from. That's right, oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Everyone ends up there eventually. That's it for this week. I will begin next week with another story. It all just keeps going and flowing into each other. When do I get a break? Never. Thank you for listening, and as always, I should just say something here. All right, keep it brief.